Good morning. Today is Friday, July the 6th already. Joining us this morning. Now, what is your title this morning?
My title this morning is President of the Fortuna Rodeo Association.
All right, but you left your belt buckle back at the shop, huh?
No, I got my belt buckle.
No, that's not a rodeo belt buckle.
Well, that's not my rodeo belt buckle, but it's I'm going to the lake later today.
Well, good. I'm glad you didn't bring in your Speedos then. Shannon McWhorter is with us this morning. Our Why Do We Say It for this morning. You didn't realize this was part of the program, though.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, Rod probably didn't bring you up to speed on this part. All right. Alcohol. Did the word alcohol always mean spirits? Any idea? This goes with the lakes, by the way.
It goes with the lakes.
Yeah, there's a nexus there.
I have no idea, Brian.
Alrighty. No, alcohol originally meant eye paint. The ancient Egyptians and later the Arabians used a fine black powder for tinting the eyelids. The Arabian name for this was alcohol. I got that one pretty close. From this, any fine powder got the name. And finally, the vinous spirits extracted by means of a fine charcoal filter came to be called alcohol.
Oh, well, that's interesting.
See that?
So
now the listeners are going to pick up two things, a little bit about rodeo action, and they know about alcohol.
There you go.
Okay, maybe.
Yeah.
Oh, what in the world possessed you to get involved with rodeo?
Well, it's kind of a family tradition. Back in 1921, when the rodeo first started in Fortuna, my grandfather was the president of the Humboldt Cattlemen's Association, and that's who put on the first rodeo in Fortuna, which today, 97 years later, there's been quite a few McWhorters on the rodeo board. And
isn't that almost how you earn your name? The family name, is you have to be involved?
Yeah, you kind of feel that it's the tug. It's a tug, and it's a great tug because it's such a great community event, and it's a tradition in Fortuna and Southern Humboldt and Humboldt County in general. So,
have we gotten away from now? I'm talking to Rodoni here, so channel your Roger.
All right.
Have we gotten away from rodeo as a sport? Now more being our lifestyle, now more being kind of novelty?
Yeah, I would have to say yes. It's a rodeo, it had its big heyday, probably 20 years ago. And there's been a steady decline in participants and spectators in the sport. But there's in the last few years, there's been some new events that tie into rodeo that are bringing the spectators back, the sponsorships back, and we've got one of those events going on this Friday night with the Bullfighters Only. So
it was. I saw what. Oh, Andrew Zimmer. I don't know. Are you a foodie at all?
I know.
The guy that eats the weird foods.
I've seen a few shows, yeah.
And they had a gal who's Australian.
Uh-huh.
And it was like it was a new event, running on riding a horse hellbent for leather, and shooting balloons. You go down and turn and come. Okay, that was a new one, but it was something that was her career. I mean,
right.
she had that ability and was able to generate enough income to be able to have that as a lifestyle. So as these new sports enter into rodeo,
uh-huh.
like you were saying, the bullfighting, where do they come from? Because everything else is kind of reflective of the lifestyle.
Right.
Are these lifestyle-based also, or just kind of somebody's weird idea, and you get five guys to say, okay, let's make a run at it, and it kind of starts to gain inertia?
Yeah, I think it's just something that somebody has an idea, or they relate that shooting the balloons to maybe Wild Bill Hickok, his type of extravaganzas. That, they would have sharpshooters out there, Annie Oakley and this stuff. It's just a knockoff of something like that.
Okay. I was in Sheridan, Wyoming last fall, and you see some of that kind of stuff. And that's Cody was there. I mean, well, he wasn't really there, but
right.
I mean, he had been there some time ago. And you see – how we've romanticized so much of this stuff. I mean, it was a mud pit,
yeah,
and dusty, and you know, and now everybody's, you know, kind of cleaned up, and afterwards you go get a soda or, you know, something. It's kind of cool how it's gentrified, but at the same time, it still has its roots in what was and what still is for segments of the society.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, there's a lot of people out there that romanticize with the Western lifestyle, and you know, rodeo and events such as that, you know, reflect that. And you know, those people come out in droves to rodeos and other such events, and that's just one of the things in the rodeo business today, is that you need to change stuff up, because there's different demographics out there than used to be. And there's a lot more entertainment out there that we're competing with to get those people into Fortuna for Fortuna Rodeo Week.
Yeah, is that what kind of led to having the Nationals in Vegas? I mean, that just kind of seems like a weird place. But it's been there for so long. Or is it capacity?
I think it's a matter of people like to go to Las Vegas, and it just gives them another reason to go. I think, you know, they've got a following, and people will go.
It's probably more comfortable than Cheyenne or Saskatchewan, though.
Yeah. Especially in the winter.
Yeah. The winter sport rodeo doesn't really, you know, never got much traction. KINS, News and Information Time, it's 8:19.
Listen to 980 AM for the best music, ABBA, Neil Diamond, Barbra Streisand, Billy Joel, and the Fifth Dimension. The all-time best are heard every day, all day long on 980 AM. We are easy radio, easy on your ears and easy on your mind. This is memory-making music, and you'll love the memories you create. Tune in and hear the best music, easy radio, 980 AM.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Times, 8:24. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Shannon McWhorter, head honcho of the Fortuna Rodeo. Now, did you sign on for 1 year, 2 years, life?
Well, I guess I'm going to be president at least through the 100th year, unless I get thrown out by the board of directors before that. But I've been
now. Is that a goal?
No, it's just just one of those dates that will live in infamy.
Yeah, one of the standards, I think, of any significant event, you know, we have it with the truckers, you've got it with the rodeo, is it looks so easy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I don't think folks appreciate the compliment that they're saying when they say that.
Well, the Fortuna Rodeo board of directors is 20 strong, all volunteer. We work on this pretty much 12 months out of the year. You know, my role in this is making sure that, you know, everybody follows through on their chairmanship of the committees that they sit on. And we've got a really great board of directors. Our board is made up of members of the Fortuna Volunteer Fire Department and the Fortuna Chamber of Commerce members. So we've got people involved that really care about the community, not just for the rodeo, but also other activities in town.
So it's not just the 1 week when you're focused. You want the build-up going into, as well as the follow afterwards of being positive.
Exactly.
What happened to the Cattlemen's Association? When did they...
The Cattlemen's...
Is there a blending of the two?
No, not really. The Cattlemen's Association had the rodeo in Rohnert Park for about 9 years, I believe. And at that at that time, then a kind of a ragtag rodeo association took it over. And then in 19...
You mean you ranchers?
Yeah, I think it was...
Guys that were doing it, yeah.
Yeah, it was pretty much the community of Fortuna that kept it going, because it was income for the businesses. I mean, it brought thousands
of people. Oh, sure, out of the hills.
Out of the hills. And Fortuna's always been a hub for southern Humboldt and mid-county ranchers and stuff like that. But then in 1951, I believe, the Chamber of Commerce and the Fortuna Volunteer Fire Department started the association and were incorporated as a nonprofit. And that was done primarily by a group of businessmen in Fortuna. And so we've got, you know, our bylaws and all that good stuff.
You're legit.
We're legit. We're legit.
Say it with pride, man.
You bet.
The rodeo grounds themselves, there's been an awful lot of evolution of it, of the neighborhood also. What would be the biggest shocker if somebody went back, let's say when your grandpa transitioned off, okay? Somebody today going back there, same spot, what would be the big wow?
The big wow would be the racetrack that used to be around the rodeo grounds. I believe it was about a quarter mile or so. I'm not sure on how long it was, but they actually had horse races there during the rodeo and other times, and it was a lot bigger. There was no... That was the rodeo grounds down there in Roner Park, pretty much, and no baseball fields. It was all taken up by the rodeo grounds, and it was... we've got photos. In fact, we've found some photos back at the Cowboy Hall of Fame. If you can get into some archives back there, and they've got a panorama photo of the Fortuna Rodeo Grounds, and I believe in 1930s or so.
Wow. And have you guys been able to get a copy of it?
Yeah, we've got copies. In fact,
posters. I mean, you know, yeah, that would be so cool.
We've got two ladies from the Depot Museum that are working on a 100th anniversary tabletop book for the Fortuna Rodeo, and there's going to be a lot of neat old photos in that book, and so we're really excited about that.
Now, the Depot wasn't there either.
No.
That came in a little bit later on also.
Yeah, the Depot was down at the foot of 9th Street, or 8th Street, actually, and Collis Mann, an attorney at law in Fortuna, he purchased that depot and had it moved up to Roner Park.
Wanted to save it.
Yeah.
That stuff's cool. Horse racing was a pretty big deal. You had Ferndale, obviously.
Yeah.
Eureka had the one. It's now, let's see, I guess just behind Adele's, where those, the Australian trees.
Eucalyptus.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
There was a run of those, and on the other side is where you can see some of the old pictures of Eureka.
Yeah.
Also, horse racing was a big deal.
It was a big
area.
Deal. Ronerville had a horse race or a horse track also.
Yeah, well, now, you mean the neighbor? No, the city of.
Right.
It used to be a city, folks. Yeah, I know. It's some of that. I think that's some of the stuff that's cool going back is you start to reconnect with the history.
Yeah.
You know, whether it's Fortuna or Springville, take your pick. KINS, News and Information Time, it's 8:30.
We do as a community to make Humboldt a better place to work and live? The answer is to make sure our kids are literate, able to plan financially, move forward in their education so they are better prepared to enter our workforce, and become contributing and productive members in our society, community, and economy. How do we do it? Through the Decade of Difference Initiative. Visit DecadeOfDifference.org and find out how you, as a parent, student, or business owner, can help. It's the Decade of Difference. Be part of it.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Times, 8:35. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Shannon McWhorter. Talk Shop presented by CDH Painting, Redec, American Ag Credit, and Lolita Cheese. Shannon, when folks think about the rodeo, and there are, I suppose you can't say rodeo is rodeo. I mean, the essence is the same. Like baseball is baseball.
Right.
But you see the Crabs play, and then you see the Mets or the Yankees in Yankee Stadium play.
Right.
Same game, different experience. How does the Fortuna Rodeo compare to the other local rodeos or to the big ones?
Okay. The Fortuna Rodeo is one of the biggest, what we call amateur rodeos on the West Coast. We have the biggest purse for the rodeo contestants. And we feel that we've got one of the most beautiful rodeo grounds in the western United States. Compared to, like the Oric or Ruth rodeos, you know, those are one-day CCPRA rodeos, which we are a CCPRA rodeo.
So they're still sanctioned events.
Still sanctioned events. They're one day. We're a two-day. And, we get, 5,000 people over the 2 days. So I'm not sure what the others have as far as attendance, but it's quite a bit bigger at Fortuna Rodeo. Comparing Fortuna Rodeo to the PRCA is like comparing the Crabs to the Mets. Just aren't, the PRCA it holds hundreds of rodeos across the United States, and that's just the big time.
Now, is that a points thing for folks to qualify, or is that a standard of quality?
It's a standard of quality, and it's a standard of purse money available for these riders. You know, our purse in a, say, the bull riding, for instance, is we add $1,600. If you go to a PRCA rodeo, they have a minimum of, I believe, $2,500. And, they even get up to the tens and twenties, thousands of dollars put in per event at a rodeo. So that's one of the things that we're seeing right now, is that the cream of the crop that used to come to the amateur rodeos when they got out of, say, high school rodeo or college rodeo, they're jumping right into the PRCA, and they're being competitive with the professional rodeo.
So the amateurs are probably going to kind of stay in that strata unless something really happens, like either consolidation or somebody decides they're going to support all of these events, and here's
exactly part of our biggest problem at the amateur level is participants. We're filling out our entries and stuff like that, but the high school rodeos and the college rodeos and the junior rodeos are feeders to all the other rodeos, and we're doing our part. We have the junior roundup at the rodeo week activities on Wednesday and Thursday, and we get quite a few kids down there from all over the northern state coming out and competing.
Now, you said that Fortuna's a two-day rodeo, and yet there's rodeo week. Is that the Chamber of Commerce function trying to elongate this, or like you said, with some of the younger ones, giving the family something to do so that if they come into Fortuna on a Wednesday, they're just not twiddling thumbs until, competition time?
Right. The Fortuna Rodeo is Fortuna Rodeo Week, and it starts on the 15th we've got a Six Rivers is running club is putting on a 5 and 10K run there.
No bulls are involved.
No bulls. It's involved.
Not like
no
Pamplona.
Running
bulls,
okay. No. That's not a bad idea, though.
I like the one. I think it's one of the Geico's. It's the running of the bulldogs.
Yeah. but we've got stuff going on all week. I mean, Monday we've got the chili cook-off. Tuesday we've got kids' activities down at Redwood Village Shopping Center. The carnival opens up at in the evening of Tuesday and runs all the way through Sunday. On Wednesday we've got kids' games, downtown, egg toss. We got a photo booth down there this year, stick horse races, and the world-famous Tony Johnston penny scramble where we throw out a couple $1,000 worth of pennies for kids to come down and take them home with them.
Inflation hasn't struck that one yet.
No, those kids, that is something to see. Something to see.
Too much fun, too much fun. KINS, News and Information Time, it's 8:41. We'll be back.
SoCal just got a whole lot closer. No, we're not talking about some big, scary geological event. It's way cooler and with much less tectonic shifting. Starting in June, flying to LA will be quicker than ever with United Airlines' new nonstop flights from Humboldt County. That's right, no stops between here and there. Ascend, descend, and you're landing, like in just a couple hours. So it's kind of like LA is just down the road a piece. So what are you waiting for? Check it out at flyhumboldt.org.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time, 8:45. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Shannon McWhorter. Shannon, Fortuna Rodeo Week starts in about 10 days.
Yep.
You got stuff going on all the time. Has it exceeded capacity? Could you do more? You said 5,000 attendees. Okay. Could you go to 10? I mean, physically, could you get to 10? Or is this something that is you need to go different days to spread it out to have more space for more folks to be able to participate?
No, I think we can spread our wings as far as we want, really. The two-day deal is 10,000. If you add in the full week of what we're doing, we're pushing 25 to 30,000 people as far as attendance during that week.
Now that's Auto Expo territory.
Yeah.
Which is cool.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, it's Fortuna with the two events is kind of, and I don't know, am I on thin ice here?
No.
Okay.
No,
great.
Heck no.
The two working together in concert with one another. July is Fortuna.
And it, we've got a great community down there that a bunch of volunteers that put a lot of work into it. And one of the beauties about the Fortuna Rodeo Week and Auto Expo is 99% of everything that's going on during that week is free. So we want families to come down and enjoy themselves for a week long of activities, not have to spend a whole lot of money. We get on the weekend, then we've got some admission fees and stuff like that to get into the, you know, the rodeo, the bullfighters only, and our Bulls, Bronx, Bands, and Brews on Saturday night. So. Yeah.
So what is this new event? What is this thing all about that you're making some noise on?
Well, this Bullfighters Only is one of those new events that has come out of the rodeo genre as far as a very exciting portion of any rodeo is watching those bullfighters protect those cowboys when they get bucked off a bull. Well, this takes it to an extreme where we have Mexican fighting bulls and we have a athletic bullfighter out in the ring. They turn that Mexican bullfighting bull out and it's freestyle bullfighting. These guys are trying to do tricks and stay away from the horns on this 2,500-pound animal.
Now, you say Mexican.
Yes.
I think a lot of us have seen the bullfighting in Mexico and
right.
all the activities associated with that. Are these bulls bred for attitude? Is this a size thing? Or do you really make them mad just before you kick them in the butt and get them out in the ring?
These bulls are bred to be aggressive, and they are looking to hook somebody with their horns. when they unloaded these, we had this act here last year, and when they unloaded these bulls, they were hunting from the minute they got out of that trailer. And I tell you what, you had to be on your toes when you're dealing with these.
A little velociraptor in there, huh?
Yes, yes. I mean, we had to wrap the corrals with netting so that they would not see outside the netting because they are that aggressive that, you know, they see somebody on the other side of a fence, they're going to be coming towards them rather aggressively.
Now, you're not using those in the regular bullfighting, are you?
No. No.
Okay. No. I see somebody doing cartwheels over the announcing stand.
Okay. Don't need that.
And that event's Friday night?
Friday night, yeah.
And then they go somewhere else.
Yeah, then they'll...
It might be as entertaining seeing them get loaded back up into the trailers.
That's pretty entertaining.
Yeah. 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 Wide berth. You bring your binoculars.
You bet.
Oh, hey, thanks for coming by. It was fun.
You bet. Appreciate the opportunity.
See everybody tomorrow.